Your dreams are bigger, bolder, and more badass than the life you're living now, but something just keeps getting in the way. Join certified coach and former therapist Diane Wingert for the Driven Woman podcast. She'll show you how to get rid of whatever is holding you back so you can stop spinning your wheels and up-level your life. Get ready to hop in and buckle up. This is the Driven Woman podcast, and we're heading for the fast lane.
Well, hey, Driven Woman entrepreneur. I recently connected with Nina Perez, who is a fellow business strategist and coach and podcaster. As soon as I heard the title of her podcast, I knew she was not only destined to be a guest, but a friend. Are you ready? Straight talk, no sugar added. I mean, come on. Nina and I had so much fun recording episodes for both The Driven Woman Entrepreneur and Straight Talk No Sugar Added. We literally could have stayed together all day. But let me just tell you, you're in for a treat. She is a fellow baddie. She is a no BS mindset and skill set coach. And she helps people overcome the obstacles to having a business they're proud of in some similar ways to the way I do. She and I both credit a challenging childhood with creating some of the personality traits that serve us well in business, and I'm speaking specifically to grit and resiliency. One of the mic drop moments you're going to want to listen for is if you have to stoop down to enter the room, it's the wrong room. I can't wait to introduce you to Nina Perez, and you absolutely are going to want to buckle up because this is one exciting convo. Are you ready? Here we go. You know what is so awesome about podcasting is on a regular basis, you meet someone that you could literally talk to all day, and yet you have to keep it to a reasonable amount of time. So this is going to be a conversation that's going to be very painful for me to end. So let's get right to it. My guest today is Nina Perez, and somebody I knew even before we met, I was going to fall head over heels for, because like me, she is bold, she's opinionated, and she's super direct. So there's some real synergy going on here. But what we're going to talk about today is why people change in their job, in their career, why people start businesses, why she started her business, why I started my business, and what prevents people from being able to do so. Because there's a lot of people out there who answer the surveys and say, I hate my job, and the years continue to go by and they're still there. So we're going to unpack all of that starting right now. I'm in my third career. Nina's in her third career. Give us a little bit of the backstory so we can create some perspective around this conversation.
Yeah. So I have, first of all, thank you, Diane, for having me here. And you're right. This is going to be painful to end. We've been having so much fun talking. It's been so good. So yes, I'm in my third career. I'm a coach, an entrepreneur, an author, a speaker. I'm also a chef and director of culinary. So I wrote my autobiography, Hit Me With Your Best Shot, How I Overcame a Hard-Hitting Life. That autobiography was about, you know, abuse and team pregnancy and domestic violence, and it's just a lot. But currently what I do is I help women. So I help women strategize what's inside of them, what they want to do, how they want to transition from what they're doing into either a full-time gig or a side hustle, because a lot of women love what they're doing and they want to start their own businesses. But like you said, Diane, they join every course, they read every book, they go to every free webinar and seminar, and then they do nothing with the information. It's a great way to stay unsuccessful in what you want to do.
See what I mean about direct, folks? Okay. But you know, because you know I spent many years as a psychotherapist, I try to help people unpack the things that are holding them back. But sometimes, Nina, even when they know, they still don't go. And I know you find this with the people you serve and in your community as well. Do you think that you and I are just a different kind of animal who somehow is able to make those leaps without knowing how they're going to work out? Or do you think it's something that can be taught and that anyone who wants to can learn?
I think it's a little bit of both, right? I think it's innate in people. I think that is innate in you. It's innate in me. We're survivors. You fight through things and you learn and you strategize in your little mind when you're a kid on how you're going to overcome. I think when you are looking at your circumstances, your things you're going through, you can either look at it and try to strategize on how you're going to overcome it or how to just like buckle down and survive it, right? Mm. So there's two different ways. But I think that some people can be taught. I think that if people want to get out of their own way, they can, right? So there's a lot of different things that we can do in our lives that'll help us maneuver. And that doesn't mean that, and I think this is the misconception that everybody thinks they're going to start a business and they need to be like $100,000 a month and they're all good, you know, and it's not about that. Mm-mm. It's just about moving the needle forward one step at a time. And that could be in anything, being a mom, being a wife, being a community leader, whatever that is. So I think it's a little of both, Diane. I think some people maybe don't want to be entrepreneurs, but think that that's what they should be doing.
Hold it right there. We got to talk about that. I want to make sure for the people in the back, we don't miss this because I agree. I think there is so much hype. There is so much glamorization of the entrepreneurial lifestyle for both men and women, actually people of all genders, that people who don't want their own business are kind of feeling a little ashamed about it. I'm like, when did this happen? Yeah. I mean, in just a couple of decades, entrepreneurship has gone from being something that only real outliers and misfits did to being sort of the preferred lifestyle of many, many people. If you ask people, like 80% of people say they want to own their own business. But then when you drill down into it and say, tell me more. Well, I here's what I think. I think people just don't want to have a boss, but that does not equate to wanting to be a boss. And that's where I think it starts to fall apart. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think when you start to dig down, and that's happened even with people that I've coached, right? Because yes, I want to be my own business. And then we break it down. All they want is freedom, actually. Mm. It has nothing to do with wanting their own business. They think that having their own business will equate freedom, when in actuality, any real entrepreneur will tell you they work super hard to have this business and to thrive in this business. I know that there's a lot of gurus out there, you know, telling you that you can get this done in 90 days and this money's easy and blah, blah, blah. But at the end of the day, they didn't tell you the hours they put in, the sleepless nights, how much they busted their tail. It is not that easy. And so it's also misinformation, right, Diane? It's not having the right information. Not everybody wants to be an entrepreneur. And some people think they do, but they really don't. And when you break it down, they just want a job they can do well. And that they feel like they're wanting to go to work in the morning, that there's some sort of impact. So, you know, it depends. Like I was speaking to this really big CEO. She's like running this really big company. And then she's sitting across from me and she says, at the end of all of the whole thing, she goes, I just want to be freaking home with my kids. Like, I don't even want to do this shit, you know, like it just came out, you know, and I'm like, great. What does that look like? She goes, what does that look like? She never even considered what that would look like. Right. And so a lot of people are just misinformed. There's a lot of miscommunication, misinformation. Being an entrepreneur takes grit. It takes, you know, it takes a lot of getting up, knowing that you might have to work 12 hours that day. You know, you'll get it together, but it's not going to be super easy, just like, you know, going to your job on 9 to 5 and just doing whatever it is they tell you to do.
Yeah. And, you know, my podcast episode, this will be coming out a few weeks from now, but when I recently recorded talking about, are you quiet quitting in your business? Because there's a lot of people who are quiet quitting in their jobs because they think, I know this isn't in my job description. They pay me to be here. They don't pay me to give a shit. You know, that I don't have to go above and beyond. I'm not going the extra mile. I don't care about being employee of the month. I'm just going to do the minimum. And then I'm going to go home. But, you know, those behaviors and that mindset don't just evaporate when you then decide, well, I might as well just start my own business.
True.
Because I don't know about you, Nina, but I don't know anybody as an entrepreneur who just does the minimum. I don't think you can survive with that, but a lot of people start with that kind of mindset. So if you believe that anybody who really wants to can start a business, tell me how you help someone decide whether that business should be kind of their one and only, or whether they would actually be better off with a side hustle, even though that may be what all the gurus are pushing right now.
You know what? For me, it's really about if they're willing to do the work. Are you willing to do the work? Because when we start to break things down about what entrepreneur is, or what it is that you're trying to envision here, are you going to do the work? Because then nobody's going to give you a handout. This is not a handout type of situation, right? So, you know, I grew up watching, I was born and raised in the projects. I grew up watching, you know, handouts of government checks and things like that, which crippled the community. It crippled it because people sat there and waited for a handout and somebody to come by every first of the month and give you your little check so that you can survive, right? And so when you are an entrepreneur, there's no handouts. Right? The 2 to 3 week vacation package and the benefit stuff that you're getting, not happening. Not happening until you start to grow your business to a level where you can do that for yourself. When I break this down and we talk about, well, this is what this looks like. Okay, what do you feel about this? And how about that? What does that look like? And why? Right?
Why do you think you want that? Yeah. You have to go like the five levels of why.
Yeah. I do seven levels of why. And so when we get there, you know, they realize that some of them realize like, maybe that's not really what I want, but I'd like to give it a shot. Okay. What does that look like? Right. So then we start digging into all of that. My program is called Mastering Your Game. It's goals, accountability, mind flow, and energy. So we work on all of those aspects to try to come out with what it is you really want, because it's not always the full-time gig. It's sometimes the side hustle, and sometimes it's none of that crap at all. It's like that CEO lady who's like, I just want to be home with my freaking kids, you know? So we actually worked it out, and we broke it down every session we met each other. We broke out what that would look like, how she could strategically do that financially and all that stuff. And she's home with her kids, right? So she's just, now that she thinks that she's feeling like this, that she wants to start something on the side. Okay, now let's work on that, right? I mean, but you have to remember that there's not going to be a handout coming. Nobody's going to come and do everything for you. I think that's how you do it. You got to make sure that you break it down with your client. If they know what the responsibility is going to be, because you don't want to misinform them. Like you said, even in, you know, I think you said it during the beginning of this is, you know, do we have people telling you to quit your job completely and just burn the boats and go for it? Right. Or do you have somebody who's going to support you along the way to make sure that you're making the right decisions that work for you? Not what somebody said, not what a guru suggested, but what works for the individual, right? And that's what I think. You know, I think that you have to be able to do the work in order to know whether or not this is your thing.
You are 1000% right, Nina. As a matter of fact, I think we've reached a point in online business where everybody has heard from the celebrity entrepreneurs, the gurus, the online marketing experts, I'm air quoting here, they've made so much money in the last few years. They've made that money not from teaching people how to be like them, but from convincing people that if they buy their course or join their mastermind or their group coaching program, that is possible. The number of women that say, I just want to get to six figures, or I want a seven-figure business, I want to be in the 2-comma club. Most of the time when you actually start to drill into that, why do you want that? How would that look? Are you willing to do what it takes? Same process that you do. You realize that most people have drank the Kool-Aid, like chugged it, chugged the Kool-Aid, don't even know, never asked what's in it. Never asked, like, is this right for me, for my lifestyle, for my stage of life, for my resources, for my relationships? Well, I just want a six-figure business. Yeah, but why? Like, why do you want a six-figure? Do you even know why? Well, because I bought such and such course from so-and-so. That's not a good enough reason. Like, and you know, I mean, we're kind of chuckling about it, but it actually infuriates me because it is the opposite of consent. You are literally selling people into a belief system that they now feel obligated to.
That's right.
And they have no chance of actually achieving that result because they never knew what it actually took from the beginning. It's kind of like a false, what do they call it when you get into a marriage with someone under false pretenses? Like some kind of fraud, but basically it's a form of fraud. And then people like you and I come in to their lives and say, well, actually, entrepreneurship is a lifestyle and you have to really want to live that lifestyle because you may be successful, but there's no guarantee that you will. And you're still going to have to want to get up and do it and do it and do it until you figure out what it takes to become successful. And when you're really honest with people about it and they realize, well, wait, hold on a second. It's not going to be easy, fast, fun, and anyone can do it. No, I'm afraid not. You've been lied to. They're like, what the actual, you know? It's like, well, in that case, maybe I don't want six figures. Okay, now we're getting somewhere. Now we're getting somewhere.
Right.
You are one of those people, Nina, who has a job and a thriving business. Why is that the right choice for you?
You know, it's the right choice for me because I'm enjoying both. And until I don't enjoy one, I'll move on, right? Mm-hmm. So I've had my own business before. I'm a chef, so I had a very thriving kids cooking business I love. And it's still living in there in the ethos, but I don't do that anymore. And I loved it. I love being a full-time entrepreneur. It was really great. It was fun. And then I really wanted to work around bigger teams and work around people. And it's just something that I really love, managing, directing. Now, something that is in me, right? I've been doing it for a long time. So I've been doing this for a few years and I'm doing both. And what I do is I manage my time really well. I know where my boundaries are, what I want to do, what I don't want to do. And that's what I do. I manage my boundaries and my businesses, and they're both growing and thriving beautifully. And until I feel like one is not serving me, then I'll move on, right? Because I always check on Nina. So people are always saying, well, Nina, just, you know, leave your job and then go do. I said, why? They're both doing so phenomenal and I'm happy doing both. Why do I need to do that? Who said? You know, because at the end of the day, I got to sleep with me, wake up with me, be with me all the time. And I got to be happy with me. I can't be happy with what somebody else told me to do. So that's why, Diane, if you go ever to see any of my process and my program, I don't promise people 6, 7, 8 figures. I don't. Because I'm not going to,
I can't.
Right. And people do that. I just won't, because I feel like, what about if halfway through this transition, you decide that's not the direction you wanted? But I promised you this, so I got to push you to keep doing. No. We're going to work on mastering your game, whatever that game is for you, and get some clarity and get you moving forward. And that's all this is about. It's about you moving that needle forward for you. You know, I don't need my ego stroked. I've done that enough for myself in my lifetime. You know, I've gone through a lot in my lifetime. I'm very happy about who I am and very successful at what I do. And so I don't need you to help me with that. I'm good. You know?
I don't need you to blow smoke up my skirt. You know?
Exactly.
Because flattery doesn't do anything for either one of us.
It's actually kind of annoying, right? Isn't it kind of annoying? Especially if it's false flattery, right? Mm-hmm. If it's a flattery that you know is not coming from a good place, you know?
Indeed. Yeah. And actually, one of my favorite compliments, I refer to this all the time. One of the compliments I have enjoyed the most from a client is, a gentleman refers to me as the speaker of uncomfortable truths.
I love that.
And I said,
that's a good compliment.
That for somebody like you and I, that is a good compliment because I'm more interested in actually helping people move their game piece forward than I am in them liking me or being impressed with me or wanting me to like them. It's like, no, I really want to help people figure shit out and do what they're here to do. I really don't care if they like me or not. So you have to sometimes say uncomfortable things, right?
Yeah.
We both do.
How else are you going to be authentic, honestly? Right? If you're going to join your program or my program or whatever, and all we're going to do is yes you to death, What are we doing?
You got friends for that.
How are we serving you? Yeah, exactly. How are we serving you? We're not serving you. We are not serving you. If you're coming in and we are going to have the same exact answer, the same exact mindset, and just walk you through exactly, then it's not serving you. And all I'm doing is taking your money for nothing because mm-hmm. you're going to end up leaving the same way you came. I can't put my name on that.
No.
I can't put my name on that.
Same.
You know, transformation and change is important.
And it's probably not for everybody.
That's right.
Because some people want things to be easy and comfortable. And deconstructing mm-hmm. yourself can never be easy or comfortable.
Right.
It sure can't. Isn't. Like your mind and brain will cling tenaciously to your self, what it thinks of as self, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. no matter how freaking miserable you are. So right. we both know that, no,
I
right?
was gonna say, yeah, exactly. I was going to say, being a victim or I know this is might not be for everybody, but being a victim and bitching and moaning about everything that doesn't go your way and how life isn't fair and all that stuff, that's a beautiful, beautiful way to stay unsuccessful in things that you want to do in life. So if you want to stay unsuccessful and you want to stay in a place where you are woe is me-ing, then go ahead and be a victim and bitch and moan about it all the time. I just don't have time. I don't have time. Right. So I tell people, I just don't have time for that. So, you know, like you, Diane, I say a lot of no's more than I say yes. Mm-hmm. And it's because I need you to come. You have to show up. You have to show up for you. I can't make you show up for you. You have to show up for you. Now, I will deal with some of the mindset stuff that I see that you might be struggling with. Mm-hmm. We'll work on that. But if you straight up don't do the work, don't do anything that you said you were going to do, don't even want to answer my phone call because you know you have to be held accountable, I am not your person.
Are you here, B?
I'm not your person. Yeah. No. I don't want to take your money just to take your money. That's I need to understand that you are moving forward. Now, if you are, I feel fulfilled as a coach and as a mm-hmm. person who loves to pour into people. I feel fulfilled and I will continue to pour. But if you're going to just like, if I'm pouring in and there's a bunch of holes pouring out and there's nothing, no.
Or you are actively poking holes in your own bucket while I'm filling it from the other end. Right. It's like, right. Oh, no, thank you.
Right. No, thank you.
Now, because you are really good with productivity, and you'd have to be to be able to have a job and run a business. Do you think you were always mm-hmm. naturally organized and good with your boundaries? Or is that something that you learned? Oh, wow, I got a lot going on. I'm going to have to improve in this area. What do you think? Hey, it's Diane with a quick interruption to the episode because I've got a couple questions I just need to ask you. One, are you where you want to be in your business? Are you making the money you want to make, working the hours you want to work, seeing the clients that you want to see, and getting the income and impact that you went into business to get? And if the answer is no, what's holding you back? Why is there a gap between where you are and where you want to be? Do you know the answer? In my experience working with female solopreneurs, so many of them don't even really know what's standing in their way, and that is so frustrating. So I created a little quiz called What's Holding You Back? There's a link to it in the show notes. If this is you, please take the quiz. And if you do, DM me on Instagram at Coach Diane Wingert and let me know your results. Now, on the other hand, if you already know what's holding you back, if you already know what the obstacles are that are getting in your way from achieving the income and impact that you deserve and desire, then I don't want you to take the quiz. Forget about the quiz. Go directly to the other link in the show notes and book a consult with me. I may be the very coach, and this may be the year that you put all of that behind you and really have the business that you went into business to have. For everybody else, keep on listening. And if you find value in what you hear, don't forget to leave me a rating and review on Apple or wherever you're listening. Here we go, back to the show.
I also think that our time together really helped me find my zone of genius, which I feel like when I did the exercise with you, I was totally off base. I think through more client experience, strangers, getting my processes down and understanding how to more streamline my business processes on both sides of my businesses, I was able to understand how my superpower is my visual acumen, I would like to say, that I utilize in both Pilates and in web designs.
Hell no.
Which?
Hell no, I wasn't.
Oh, you weren't naturally good.
Boundaries. Hell you know what? No.
Nina, I made I made the question so long I didn't even remember what I asked.
Hell no. I taught myself through educating myself, reading books, following people that I admire and respect, that kind of stuff. That's what I learned boundaries, and they were super uncomfortable to do. Mm. I learned to not get stepped on. That was super uncomfortable to do. And I have ADHD. So I can't, for me to be organized, I intentionally activate my brain to write down lists, to put everything in order, to put my notes, to get bullet points. I do that actively and on purpose because when I was a kid, I struggled. And I have a little dyslexia too. Mm. So I struggled, right? So to write, to read was horrible for me, right? So I decided, maybe I'll use a piece of paper underneath each word so I can learn to read.
Just look at one line at a time.
One line at a time, a couple of words at a time. And I had to sometimes reread that sentence because my ADHD and this dyslexia would get involved. But you know what? I am super organized. If you look at my calendar, it is all organized by time. I don't mess around with it. Like if I said I'm going to be somewhere 2 to 3, by 2:59, I'm looking at you like I gots to go. You know what I'm saying? Because
you signed into this call early.
Yeah, I'm early all the time because I have to be. I need to be responsible. I need you to trust me as a person who is accountable and a person who does what they say they are going to do. I'm really trying hard in my life not to break promises to other people or to myself. Mm. And accountability is one of them, right?
Oh, that's so good. I think most of the problems people have are over promising and over committing and saying I'm going to do this, because at the moment, I mean, who doesn't want to be generous? Who doesn't want to offer to do things? But if you do not make a point of following through, you should have never brought it up to begin with. And that can be a hard thing to learn. Right. One of the productivity concepts that I know you teach, and I think it's probably easier on people's ears than a lot of them that are out there with the pundits, is moving yourself forward 1% at a time. And
that's it.
Because let's face it, we all feel like the road ahead is a lot further than the road behind. Oh, I have so much I have to do and I'm nowhere near where I want to be and it's just going to take so long and all that. So how do people feel when you tell them, we're going to create a strategy where you're going to move forward 1% every day?
You know what? Because I think that I deal with women who are intellectual and very intelligent and already have gone through a lot in life, they seem to receive that very well. Not everyone. Like I've had some people say, I thought, I've had my business. I said, this is not the place for you. You can go to another guru and see what they got for you, because you're still going to have to do the work and it still ain't going to be in 60 days like they said, but whatever, right?
Yeah.
So I keep being as authentic as I can be to this person in front of me, because that person has to walk away with real truth and knowledge, real truth and knowledge. I am not trying to sell you a package. I don't have time just to have someone on the other side of this screen. I don't have time for that. What I have time
you don't
for
make time for that, my friend.
I don't make it, don't and make I don't time got time for it. I want to open up the time for someone else who wants the freaking time. Someone who's going to come in and do the work. You don't need to join another free webinar, another free course, read another book. Most of us, Diane, have so much wisdom and knowledge already within us. So all I want to do is pull that out of you. I don't need you to go and sign up for another course, another seminar, another webinar, That's a lot, right? That's a lot. And what happens is we start struggling. We start struggling with moving forward. We start struggling because we're stuck with way too much now, way too much other information. And we can't even seek or find what's inside of us that we've already been experts in, right? So, I think it's important that we are honest, truthful, and authentic with the people in front of us, if we're going to have them move forward 1%, then be freaking truthful, be real, let them know it is 1% and not 150,000% from today to tomorrow. That annoys me like you would not believe.
I'm getting the feeling. I'm No, but it's also, as you say, the shiny object syndrome, because
I was going to say the shiny penny. Yep.
I'm going to help you move forward 1% every day, which over time is going to take you exactly where you want to go. That is not sexy, like 6 weeks to six figures, right?
Right.
That's not. So people continue to search for someone who's going to tell them the thing that they want to hear, even if they know down inside it's not true, for the same reason why, how many billions of dollars is the weight loss industry? When the bottom line is eat less, move more. It has never been any different than that. But people go in search of the next solution, the next solution, the next solution, hoping against all hope that somebody is going to make this easy.
Crack the code.
And fun. And it's like, there is no code. So practically speaking, Nina, what does 1% look like? Let's say you're working with kind of people that you and I work with, coaches, consultants, creatives, independent professionals. What would 1% a day actually translate to?
That's a very good question and very different for a lot of people, right?
Pick one example.
There was this, this one woman I was working with, fantastic woman, super brilliant, great mind, kept saying, my office is a mess. This is just a simple example. My office is a mess. I'm like, okay, so what's going on? I'm just too busy. I'm just too busy. So what we did is we carved out some time in her schedule for her to get it done. Right? Mm. To actually carved it out and to get it done. Now, this might seem mundane to you, to everyone, and be like, oh God, really? That's what you do? I'm telling you, it affects your mindset. Mm-hmm. It affects your mind when you are working in clutter, when you're working with a bunch of garbage around you, when you can't see straight, it affects you. So it was affecting her creativity. Mm-hmm. And so we had to deal with this thing. So we did that. We carved it out. And in that week, I checked up on her a couple of times, like, how's that going? How's that desk going? How's that bookshelf going? By the end of the week, she was done. She was like, holy crap. My office looks amazing. She took the pictures. She's like, send me the video, the whole thing. And she was able to be more productive in that following week than she had been in the months leading up to our conversation. That's the 1%. And people might think, oh, that's so silly. She had to clean her room. You have no idea how much that was really impacting her. That's the point. We have a lot of things sometimes that we are not looking at that are affecting us. And it takes a coach. It takes a mentor. It takes a strategist. It takes somebody to come alongside you to say, have you looked to this side yet? You know? And so when she was complaining about the mess, I think she thought we were just going to move on to the coaching thing. I said, hold on a second. This is affecting your minds, your mind.
Like, I don't want to hear about your housekeeping, homie. Yeah. You're like, oh, but I do.
Right.
but I do.
Right. And I'm glad I did. It literally, I this is not a joke. This catapulted this woman forward. She started to really advance and develop in what she wanted to do. It was amazing to watch, you know, all because we carved out some time, 1% a day, and finished the task. It was amazing. Yeah.
Well,
so that's
also
a little example.
Well, but also, it's not just that you carved out the time. I think the real magic here was the accountability.
Mm-hmm.
Because
my
belief is that most people will let themselves down all day long. They will make promises to themselves that they will not keep, and that will become their norm, to the point where they don't even feel any disappointment or shame anymore. It is literally become habitual. But if someone else says, I want you to put that on your calendar, I want you to take a screenshot and send it to me because I really want to see you get out from under this, they don't want to disappoint you.
Right.
They're used to disappointing them. They don't want to disappoint you. So I think most people, that's why communities like yours are so great. Most people need to know that somebody else wants them to succeed, that somebody else is paying attention, that somebody else gives a shit, and that if they actually overcome their resistance and do the thing, that it'll matter. It'll mm-hmm. matter. Mm-hmm. And it does. And then it accumulates. It accumulates.
Right. I mean, like I always say, if you have to bend down to get into the room, you're in the wrong room. So go to another room where you can stand up.
Where's my extra mic so I can throw it on the floor now? That was a... Wait, say that again. Yeah,
If you have to bend down to get into the room, you're in the wrong room. The room is not big enough, okay? Because most of us, like you're talking about accountability, right? If you're hanging around and you are around people who are not moving forward, who are struggling to advance, who are struggling with their mindset, you know, broke people can't tell you how to be rich. You know what I'm saying? Like,
preach.
I can't go to my broke friends because I grew up in the projects. Had I stayed in the projects with the mindset of the projects, I would not have been as successful as I am today. You need to find a room where you can stand up in and grow in. If you have to bend over to be in the room, you're in the wrong room. You shouldn't be pulling yourself back so that everybody else can fit in the room or so that they can be comfortable. That is not your room. Just find another room. Find the people that you're supposed to network with so you can advance and improve in whatever that means for you. That doesn't have to mean 6-7 figures. That could just mean looking at life a little bit differently. That could just mean being a better parent, being a better wife, being a better partner. Whatever that is, it doesn't have to be all career-wise either. Just stop making yourself having to really be malleable to everybody else's expectations, right? If their mindset isn't high, does that mean that you have to bring yours low, right? That's just how I feel about that.
I think sorry, girl. You're preaching to the choir here. But what I will say, this is exactly how I believe. This is exactly how mm-hmm. you believe. And people who are down for that or up for that, whichever way you want to say it, are automatically attracted to us. Yeah. However, I also believe there are a lot of people who truly are convinced that they genuinely want to change in their life. Mm-hmm. But when they realize what it's actually going to cost them, it's not mm-hmm. only the changes in their mindset, the changes in their habit, the changes in the media they consume, the changes in mm-hmm. what kind of people they surround themselves with, what kind of ideas they surround themselves with, their expectations of themselves, all of that up-leveling right. stuff. But for some people, maybe many, maybe most, they may have to break company yeah. with people yeah. that they have history with that are like family to them, who may actually be family to them.
Yeah.
And that's yeah. where it stops. I do find that that's probably one of the most challenging things is people who they don't realize they're making a choice, Nina. They don't realize that they are choosing their affiliation with this person over fulfilling their own potential and achieving their dreams. But that's
yeah.
fundamentally what it comes down to. And that's, talk about an uncomfortable truth.
It is.
But you can't move them beyond that. They have to move themselves.
That's true. And they also have to realize that, especially like if it's family or a spouse or something like that, that doesn't mean that you cut them out of your life, never speak to them again. That's it. They're gone. But what it does mean is that you start to develop a sense of boundaries where you will understand who you can and who you cannot bring your ideas to, strategize with, open up to. If you know that there's someone that you are talking to in your family or whatever that just can't see your vision, that always puts everything you're saying down, does not make you feel like what you're doing is valid, that's the person you don't want to speak to about that thing, mm-hmm. right? That doesn't mean that person isn't a good person. That means that person is stuck in their own things. And because they can't see past theirs, they're trying to make you see that you can't see past yours, right? So it's worrying about the opinions of others that keeps us unsuccessful, right? Truth. Because when we are trying to like really have all these other people give us the opinions we want because we want to hear it. I'd rather talk to someone who's already done the work before me and hear maybe I'm doing something wrong so I can have a course correction as opposed to somebody poo-pooing everything I have to say, right? Or not being able to support what I say. That's okay. I don't need your support, right? So if I have, my spouse is very supportive, but if my spouse wasn't supportive, my ex-spouse wasn't supportive, it ended us, unfortunately. But if my spouse currently wasn't supportive, then I know I can't talk to him or have him be part of this particular portion of what I'm doing. Mm. And that doesn't make him a bad guy. That just means he can't see what I'm trying to do. Right. So it's up to us, Diane, right? It's really up to the individual whether they are willing to put up the boundaries that they need to put up to know that some people just can't be there with you. They just can't. Right. And so
absolutely
you can't help them and I can't help them. We cannot help them with that. That has to be something that they do within themselves.
Absolutely yeah. true. And I think that it goes hand in hand with what we've been talking about with a lot of people, their client attraction scheme is to say, this is going to be easy. This is going to be fun. Anybody can do it. Like you're going to be at six figures in 6 minutes, maybe 6 weeks, but they're not the ones who are talking about all the personal transformations that you actually go through to become the kind of person who can take risks, think for themselves, put up those boundaries, voluntarily not share things with certain people, even though you may desperately need and want them to be supportive, but knowing that they're not, you keep it to yourself or you share it somewhere else. I think a lot of us really want to be idealistic and romanticize all of this and think, well, you should be able to talk to your spouse about that, or your parents should be interested in what you're doing or what. Well, but it doesn't change what actually is.
Right.
I always say there's no point in arguing with reality because reality wins every single time. You can say it should be like this, or, well, if, you know, it's like, but that's not how it is.
Yeah.
That's just not how it is. So I'm absolutely sure everyone listening is like, where do I get more of Nina? And why don't we tell them all the ways they can do just that?
It's very easy. It's Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. That's it.
So
you can
good.
Go to Straight Talk, No Sugar Added on YouTube, on LinkedIn, on everywhere. It's just Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. I know my last coach was like, you need to just put Nina Perez more out there, but people remember Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. So
and girl, it is truth in advertising too. I mean, it is exactly the reason why we connected because, frankly, I would like to ask you two more things. One.
Sure.
I find that intelligent, informed, direct woman can be very off-putting for a lot of people. Like they really, I think it's harder. And, you know, we could have a conversation another time about the cultural aspects of that because we have different cultural backgrounds. But I think that it's still, you know, as much progress as we'd like to think women have made in the last 50 years. A strong, direct woman is usually not favored by many, many people. They really don't like it. And yet, you and I are both leaning all the way into that without apology. Why did you decide to call your business, your podcast, all your things, Straight Talk, No Sugar Added?
You know, because that's what I've always been known for, right? People, this is so funny, Diane, that you say that because that is very true. But I'm also the first person people go to for truth. That's the hilarious part, right? They don't want to really see it because, oh, she's too straightforward. She can hurt your feelings. That is all very true. All of it is true. Because I always say truth doesn't care about your feelings, okay? Truth doesn't care about your feelings. Mm-hmm. And that means for me too. When somebody tells me the truth about something, it hurts my feelings. Oh, well, it was the truth, right? But people always call me and say, hey, Neens, I have something I'm going through and I wanted to talk to you about it. I said, okay, are we venting or did you want some opinion or what is that? And they're like, nope, I know that you will tell me the truth and I need to know if I'm on the right track with myself or not. So it's funny, but I really do have a group of people that call me when they're going through something to say, I need truth and I just thought of you.
Yes.
That's a beautiful thing. So you don't have to like me. I honestly don't care. Right. So I feel like the people who love me because they know that I'm authentic. I have a good heart. I serve a lot of people. I love people. I really do. But I love you enough not to bullshit you. That's just facts. You know, so that's just how I am. So Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. Literally because my husband goes, my God, can you add some sugar to it when you talk to me sometimes? And I said, no, there's no sugar added. And I'm like, oh, I got the name for my business. That's how it came about.
It is absolutely perfect. And what are all the ways that people can work with you, Nina?
So the same, you just go onto my website, Straight Talk, No Sugar Added, and there's a calendar there if you want to go on a, hop on a call with me. But that's how I actually get my people a lot from like referrals, because mm-hmm. people who know me. But yeah, I mean, you can go watch my social media, go watch my LinkedIn, my podcast, all that stuff, and you'll see whether I am your people or not. And I always say, if I am not your cup of tea, add a little vodka and stir.
I don't think I've ever had tea with vodka. That sounds actually quite nasty, but
right.
Oh Lord, I told you this was going to be hard to end, but we made a promise to each other, and we are both keen to hold our boundaries.
Keeping promise. That's right.
Keen
that's
to hold
right.
our boundaries. So we're going to bring this to a close. I hope that you will follow Nina, listen to her podcast, because sometimes the no sugar added approach is exactly what you need.
You've been listening to the Driven Woman podcast with Diane Wingert. Want more straight talk and strategy each week that will take you from spinning to winning? Don't forget to hit subscribe in your podcast player so you won't miss a single episode. Then head on over to the Driven Woman free and private Facebook group community. See you there.